This is Spoiler Alert with Mark Carosa and John Trax. You're listening to Episode 12, Medal of Honor. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Spoiler Alert. I'm Mark Carosa.
I'm John Trax.
And this is like a record. We're doing like three or four new games in a row.
Except for the video.
We did Alan Wake, which is fairly new.
Yeah, it's about 3 months ago.
Yeah, but I mean, that's better than... What are we doing for that?
Definitely new. No, it's definitely new.
And then we did Halo. Contra.
We did Halo like that week, and then this game came out like Tuesday. And this is Thursday. So this is probably the most on top we've ever been.
So what are we doing?
We are doing Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor.
Is it called Tier 1?
No, it's just called
It's just Medal called of Medal of Honor?
Tier 1 is just the multiplayer mode that no one cares about.
I don't care either.
It does suck. We're going to be... Maybe we'll actually get some feedback on this episode because we're going to tell you how much this game sucks.
All 3 hours of it.
It took you 3 hours? What are you doing, a slow-mo?
I don't even know what to... So, you wanted to say this was supposedly a big-budget game?
Well, okay. So, do you know the story of Infinity Ward and Medal of Honor?
Was that the ones that broke off?
Yeah. Okay, so... I don't know. I guess maybe some people don't know this, but... Infinity Ward, the guys that did Call of Duty, original Call of Duties, and... not the bad ones. Not Call of Duty 3.
They broke off from Medal of Honor.
Or whatever. Basically, they started off doing Medal of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we want to take this in a new direction. We want to do some cool stuff with it. And EA was like, yeah, you know what? That's not going to fly.
What did they really do that was different, though, except make a better game?
They made it more, like, team-based. They made it so, like, they had, like, a different... They made so, you know, you had the different factions. You know, you played as Americans and then Russians and then... But, I mean, they did something different. Because the Medal of Honor are all just go from point A to point B and kill everything by yourself.
Because even the first Call of Duty still had the health pack, so I didn't say they didn't change that.
Well, no, that was... I mean, the first game that really did that was, like, Halo 2.
Yeah.
And Half-Life.
Yeah. Well, the second... Well, no, you didn't regenerate in Half-Life.
Half-Life 2, you didn't?
No. No, the second Call of Duty you regenerated, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That was right around the time of, like, Halo 2.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's one of my favorites, Call of Duty 2.
Yeah, Call of Duty 2 was very good.
Fantastic. And then the other one, which...
No, my favorite is still the expansion to the first one.
Oh, you tell me, that's the one you start in the plane, right?
You don't start in the plane, but that's one of the levels.
Okay. I know there was one... I don't know which Call of Duty it is when you start off as the Russians. I think it's 2.
They don't have grenades. It was I think that was one of the other console ones that Treyarch did.
No, it wasn't, because I never played the console Call of Duties. It was either 2 or World at War, because you start off with...
They want to show you how you start off in like Egypt or whatever, and you're American.
Well, maybe it wasn't the first level, but there's ones that are German. There's ones where you start off in Russia, and they were like, we can't afford grenades, so you have to throw potatoes.
Oh no, that was the training. Yeah.
And like, but it rushes you right into combat, and you still have the potatoes.
I think that was World at War.
So, is it World at War? Because I'm throwing potatoes.
I think that was World at War.
You still have like 5 potatoes left, and you like throwing them at the soldiers.
I think that was World at War. Yeah,
I like World at War.
I remember doing that pretty recently.
I've never played a console one, so it definitely wasn't one of those. I've only played PC Call of Duties.
So okay, so basically, Call of Duty was like, no, we're not going to let you do that. We want to keep pumping out the same thing over and over again and keep making money. So they left and became Infinity Ward, and then they made Call of Duty. And then the same thing happened again. Now they don't exist anymore. Now they're Respawn Entertainment.
Really?
That's their new name.
That's stupid. My coffee's cold.
So,
where's my secretary?
Did you play any recent Medal of Honors before this?
I played every single one.
Okay. Because the last one I played was on the computer.
I played Airborne, which is my favorite one.
Awful. Terrible game.
I love that game. I love it. I wish they make another one.
We should do that game so I can rip it apart.
I love that game. I think it's fantastic. I hope they make another one. I wish they would make another one.
Nah.
And my favorite thing about it is that you can actually peek, because it's fantastic, because every game should have that. Because peeking is great.
So basically, Modern Warfare 2 came out, and then there was a Medal of Honor after Modern Warfare, right?
Yes.
Right. I remember playing it.
Yes, there is.
I don't remember which one.
This is their first deviation from
World War II. Right, but I'm saying after Call of Duty Modern Warfare came out, there was at least one more Medal of Honor in between.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This is their first venture into modern.
I know that, but I'm just saying after.
Yeah, well, that was another. It was another Vietnam, not Vietnam, okay. But it was another whatever Pacific.
That wasn't Battlefield, right? It wasn't.
No, I don't think it was Battlefield.
Okay. So basically, Modern Warfare came out, and everybody loved it. It was a great game.
It was a great game.
And then Medal of Honor came out, and they're like, yeah, we don't want this World War II crap no more.
Yeah.
And nobody bought it. Nobody played it. So they basically knew they had to
I can't remember what time. It was. But I know I beat it and played it.
I remember playing a Medal of Honor after Modern Warfare, and I was like, I don't want to play.
I mean, I played Battlefield, and I played...
Battlefield is modern. Yeah, Battlefield Vietnam, well, which is obviously Vietnam.
Battlefield was first, though, wasn't it? Before Modern Warfare?
Yeah.
I think it was. It definitely was. Because that was one of the first, like, massive online games when it was, like, 60 people on the plane.
It was, like, 32 on 32, something like
that. Yeah, and you could actually fly the planes and then, like... Mm-hmm. It was great. You take off and your friend is on the wing and you just fall into the... It's great. That was, like, the first game like that. Something else I was going to say, too. That doesn't matter.
I'm gonna call phlegm.
Yeah, that was one of the. I know.
So they decided that we're gonna do it. If we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it right. So they brought in some Marines or some.
They brought Rangers and
they got people to consult them from the army. Like we're gonna recreate army these guys. Things that really happened to us, and we're gonna make the most realistic simulator of war that we've ever that's ever happened.
I don't know how that failed miserably, but.
Let's not get ahead of us. So this game, first of all, this game had a huge budget. It was like a $50 million budget. Which I don't know. I guess they got really coked up to try to...
I don't know. I mean, the gun sounds sound real. I mean, I didn't play the multiplayer.
They must have snorted a lot of coke at night to get through this game.
I hear the multiplayer is fantastic, but I'm not a multiplayer guy. I try to avoid people in my regular life. Why would I want to play them online?
So you can shoot them.
So I can hear some 13-year-old like, pound! Like, go screw yourself. Crawl back in your mother and die.
You're a gay person.
You're a homosexual. Yeah, it's the best when you have, like, the one... And then there's, like, the one random...
I'm going to come to your house and have sex with your mother.
You'll have, like, the one random southern guy that's always there. He's always like, You're not from here. You're right, I am from New York. You can tell very easily.
Woohoo! You got a gun?
Yes, I do have a gun. That's pretty much every time you talk to a person that's not from New York on an online game. If you got a gun? Yes. Yeah, I have a gun. California. I don't even talk in California.
What?
Anything to the side of New York is, you got a gun? All right. So anyway. So when this game starts up, you know, it runs through all the makers, and there's about 10 of them. But one of them is called Danger Close.
DICE is the main one.
Yeah, one of them is called Danger Close. And I don't know what they did, if they were produced or whatever, but they're already warning you, Danger Close, this game's a piece of crap. So they're telling you right in the beginning of the game, one of the makers is called Danger Close. Oh, Frostbite too, right? Then Frostbite.
They're telling you DICE made it, so you maybe you want to throw some dice instead of playing this game.
Instead of playing this game. Roll some bones. Anyway. So I guess it's right now, it's modern times, and when you start off the game, you start off in a helicopter.
It's supposed to be
every single game we have reviewed,
which like I said should be the recurring theme of this show.
Yes, is helicopters. I don't think there's one show that we've done.
Helicopter incoming.
Wait, I'm actually gonna look something. I wanna look at something real fast. Keep talking. So yeah, you start off in a helicopter anyway, but I wanna actually look at all these. Wait a minute over here. Singularity had a helicopter. Contra had a helicopter. The arcade ones that we did, one of them had a helicopter.
Yes.
Was there a helicopter in Arkham Asylum?
Yep.
Yeah, you're right, there was. The DC games, there was a helicopter.
There was
a helicopter. There was no helicopter in Shadow of Colossus. No. I don't remember if there was a helicopter in any of the X-Men games. There was helicopters in Web of Shadows. There was helicopters in Reach. There was helicopters in Metal Slug. There was a helicopter in Alan Wake. Yep.
So, Yeah,
there was. So one.
Yep, there was. We got like three of them. Three out of 12. That's great.
Anyway, so yeah. So you start off in this helicopter, and then the helicopter goes down, which pretty much every game we've done, the helicopter goes down. Because helicopters are just notorious for crashing.
You start as so what, then, Marines? Or someone one of them?
No, you start off as... Well, this is in the... in it's now, but then as soon as the helicopter crashes, it goes back to the past. It's like 3 months or something like that before.
6 months before,
or
something
is
like that.
Is that what it is? I don't even know.
Something like that.
But you start off as Rabbit, and I don't know exactly what they are.
Yeah, they're trying, Marines. Totally trying to steal just names special from, ops. From World of Duty. From World
yeah, they
of
did.
War.
Yeah.
World of War. Call of Duty.
You're Rabbit, and this soap? Is... I think you're Black Ops or Special Ops or something like that.
That should be another recurring theme. Spec Ops.
I know. Everything. Well, I mean, I guess they can't because what are you going to... You're going to be like a regular guy. They're not really interesting.
You hey, just Hank, like, oh, I'm just a regular a grunt. Well, how do I shoot this thing?
A regular grunt. What do I do with this? I got a pistol. I have a machine gun. Point this end towards the bad guys. They should have that. They should have just like a totally greeny one. You got to figure things out for yourself. Oh, that grenade was too close to me. There goes my leg.
Start hopping. They should do that for Kinect. They should do that with Kinect. Like, you get a grenade up to your leg, you have to start hopping
they
around.
They should start, like, and like the, like those little balls when they have the motion capture, they start putting on those things and they explode when you play. It blows your arm off. I'm all for that.
A little chainsaw pops out from under the couch, slows your feet off.
How are you going to do that? I should make, like, the running pad for Nintendo and it shocks you. Like the old Olympic games, whatever it was. Uh-huh. And you run it, it shocks you. Yeah, track and field. Shit, you should have like a Kinect shoot, like a little laser.
Everyone
starts going into
the
strobe and gives you seizures. Yeah, you get on the floor. There was actually a movie where they did that, and it was pretty funny. It was like, wait, I could cheat. All right. So yeah, you're a Rabbit, and then what the hell are you doing?
I can see your
cup. No. You look at my Hellboy cup. This is my Hellboy coffee mug, and you will enjoy staring at it. Look, he's smoking a cigar or a cigarette because he's Hellboy and he's badass. So yeah, you get you start off when you go back to the past future. You're in a car in Afghanistan, and you're Rabbit again. The car gets ambushed.
And who are you with, Mother? I think, or
yeah, Mother, who they refer to as Mom. Because I think he gave me ammo once or something, and he did. So somebody thanked him, and he was like, "Thanks, Mom." He was like, "No problem. I'm driving." Yeah,
he's like the toughest guy in the game. I'm driving the bus. You're Batman.
No, I'm driving the bus. You're Batman. I am Batman.
Mm-hmm. So I opened the door, kicked the guy out. The next stop, he kept making the stop. People kept ringing the bell.
They kept ringing the bell. The place to be episode was on today with the doll,
Georgie.
The doll looks like his mother.
What do we call that place? The place to be.
Oh, the pants. You see, I don't wear my pants. It has a perfect crease when I conduct. That's good. Mm-hmm. Your car gets ambushed, so now you kind
of
fight through the streets.
You're going to meet like a mole or something, right?
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Yeah, you're trying to help a hostage, and they rescued the mole. They captured the mole or some shit like that. I don't know what the story is.
I think you're going to meet him, and then story like, sucks. He gets captured.
This story,
The story is shoot brown people.
No, and there's a story, but whoops, I just spoke off of myself. But the story is like the same sense as, all right, we made a movie about a guy who makes a sandwich. It's a story, but it's not necessarily something you want to see. So yeah, this is basically
that could be interesting.
I guess they try to make like every American's dream, because all you do pretty much is shoot the indigenous people of wherever you are. But they call them
Taliban. They import some people.
Oh yeah, they import some people later on. And start coming. Whatever the hell they are.
Yeah, they had to import those people because they were less brown.
What's his name to pop out and be like, very nice.
Borat.
Yeah. Nice, you shoot that.
Terry Crews should have came out with a. Is that really how good?
Oh, I love Terry Crews. If I could marry a black man, it would be Terry Crews. My shirt smells like coffee. Oh yeah, so then you you go to one part, you think it's the guy that you want, but it's not him, and they put a bomb in him. And then you like kick the guy out the window. And
what
he blows
the hell is
up.
This? I don't know. It looks like
he's
Fred.
Like, that's not him.
That's not him. Kick him and he
and
blows
they,
up.
And they kick him out the window and he blows up. And then
I wonder when they put the bombs like up his butt.
I think it was in his neck. I think his neck was slit, and then like, cause he puts his throat, and he was like, "They slit his neck." I'm not sure. I don't care. Cause I was actually, when I was still playing this board, I was like, "All right, now the story's gonna get going. There's gonna be some double crossing or something going on here," and nothing happened. Nothing yeah. happened. So then there's a couple of more fights after you go through this, cause you're trying to get to the actual mole, and then when you actually rescue the mole, they actually have the balls to do the slow motion hostage rescue from Call of Duty.
I can't believe that they actually had the balls to do this. They did this in two or three Call of Duties. I think it started in the Modern Warfare, but you kick the door open, and then it's all slow motion.
I think it started in like the third one.
Whatever it is. I don't know. I never played the third one, but you kick the door open, and it goes to slow motion, and you have to only shoot the bad guys, and they're always like behind the hostage. They actually did this. I cannot believe they had the balls. The sheer balls to put this in their game.
They also make you go into night vision on the first board like three times.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, that's night vision.
So you can see the lasers coming from your laser sight, which they do in Call of Duty.
This is flat out stealing, though. Ridiculous.
Oh, God.
I can't believe it. It pissed me off when that happened. I was like, you seriously just stole this? Oh, what else can you do? You can run and slide in this game.
Ooh.
Oh, you can slide into cover. Like, when you run, you could push, like, the jump button that he slides instead.
No, you can't. You know what you can't do? Shoot accurately.
I didn't have a problem with that. Aiming. You have a problem with the Medal of Honor shooting. I don't know why. I thought it was nice in this. But yeah, the equivalent.
Did it stutter for you sometimes when you were shooting? Like if you could pick like a machine gun?
No, I never just hold down a trigger on a machine gun. I shoot like bursts.
When I was playing, if I would hold down, if I had like the saw.
Oh, I never
did
that.
And I was running around with the trigger pulled, it would actually stutter.
No, I never did that. Yours seem to be a lot buggier than mine.
Oh, wait till
I only had one bug.
This is a little spoiler alert for later. On the next level.
Something else that's actually cool about this game is that instead of picking up ammo, which you can do, if you run out of ammo and you have the same weapons as your teammates, you can request ammo from them.
And 99% of the time, they'll say, you got enough.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you have under 100, they'll give you a weapon, but they give you, like full ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guy just, like, whips it out of his ass. Like, oh, here's some ammo.
The best
is, you have, like, 400 bullets.
The best is later on, I don't want to give it away yet, but there was a scene where you get hunkered down, everyone's coming at you. We'll get to it later.
There's like 50 of those.
They're like, oh my god, we're out of ammo, what the hell are we gonna do?
Oh, yeah,
and I had like three bullets left. I was like, can I have some ammo? Goes, oh, here you go. And he's like 1,000 bullets.
I was wondering that myself. And I was like, how did I get around this?
Where'd you pull that out?
Yeah, because I ran out. I was running out of ammo at that point, and then I ran over and I was like, oh, he's not gonna have any ammo. And the guy was like, here you go. Wait a minute. So anyway, yeah. So that's the end of that board. And then there's some cutscenes, and the cutscenes is that you go back to the base of operations, which is like, you know, wherever
like
they are. The war room. There you go. And it's some, I guess, the black
some
general.
Black dude.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. And
Talk
then he's
the
fighting
president.
With whoever that is. The president?
He is can't be the president. Or
it's not the president, because the president doesn't get that involved with what. Like
might
the president,
like secretary,
yeah,
might be like the secretary of defense or something like
the
that.
The president wouldn't get involved in like. The military.
It's somebody from Washington. It's a suit. That's all you
need. Of that. Yeah, like he knew like.
They never tell you who he is.
No, he knew like the military plans and stuff like that. It wasn't. The president wouldn't just be like, all right, I want you to go here and do this. And then like, he had no idea what's going on. The president signs the documents and has your kids killed. That's what the president's for. Killing young children in faraway lands. Cocksucker. That's right, I get mad. I get mad at this still war. Anyway, so and then the second board, and it's still the same guy. You're still Rabbit, and then this is you find the intel
this is
of
the
where this.
ATV?
When you rescue that hostage, he tells you where to go. That's what the story is, and then he tells you to go to that Soviet air base because you have to take over the Soviet air base that's been there since I guess the Cold War or whatever the hell, whatever. I don't give a shit. I gotta stop cursing, but I hate this game. So then you go to take over the air base, and this is my first glitch. When I was fighting through this air base. One of the guys, because you know there's some parts where you have to kick open the doors?
Mm-hmm.
And they make you do it yourself. This, every once in a while, mm-hmm. the guy would do it. And this was one of the times where the guy had to kick open the door. And he's running towards the door, and he got stuck on the door. No, he got stuck on the door. So he's just running in place against the door for about 5 minutes. And I'm like, maybe I'm not supposed to go this way. So I run like all the way back to the other side. Yeah, hey, how you like looking at my cup? So I run like all the way back to the other side. And then I run over to him and I'm like, I'm not starting this over because it's this game glitch. So I shoot him and he stops. He was like, friendly fire! And then he kicks the door open or whatever. But yeah, that was my first glitch. And I was like, really? Usually we don't like to poop on games, but there's no excuse for such a game to be this crappy. See, I don't like I'll make fun of games because some of them are stupid, but this isn't. Like, this game is crap. And there's no reason for it to be.
There really isn't.
You know, it's like making fun of a Michael Bay movie. It's like, you know, he's just like an ass. I mean, like, he deserves
it. But you expect it in a Michael Bay
movie. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, he has all this money and he still makes crap. See, this is. It's not like this is made by Jim's Games. Like, it's not some third-party company in a basement with, like, two Tandys you know, making a game. This is friggin' Medal of Honor. You know, you expect a decency. It's crap. So, yeah. And then, yeah, I get stuck in Joel, and I had to shoot him. Yeah.
So the end of the second board is the airstrike, right?
Yeah, but there's one part when something happens, but then the guy pulls out an axe and axes that guy in the head.
Yeah,
you remember
he does.
That? So yes, I actually wrote that down. I was
like the back of the head.
It's
like a mountain climbing axe.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's like a tactile axe.
It's not an axe. It's like a hatchet, but it's like, you know what it is? It's like a small version of what the firemen carry, because it had like that little hook on the back too, but it was like a hatchet sized.
It was a tactical axe.
Nice. Yeah, whatever he was, he axed that guy in the head.
Killing people in the back of the head.
It's like, ooh, I want one of them.
Yeah, remember later on, you find the axe on somebody else. Like, oh, look, this guy was here. Mother was here.
Yeah, whoever. I think it was mother. Mom.
Whatever.
So, and then, yeah, it's the airfield. At the end of this is that you fight. You get to the airfield, and you have to defend the airfield from the oncoming, whatever they are, the brown people. Those evil brown people.
The Taliban.
Yeah, the
Taliban. They call them Taliban.
Well, yeah, they are, and they, yeah. Well, they call them Al-Qaeda. They keep saying Al-Qaeda because Al-Qaeda is bad. Well, they call them Al-Qaeda, too, because Al-Qaeda. Like anybody really knows what they're after. So, yeah, brown people suck. That's what you've learned
from this game.
Do
you call
in? No, you have that stupid, the binoculars, and you have different types of guns from the binoculars. You have the strafe cannon. Which you can have it strafed different ways, and then you have the two different missiles. You have the Hellfire ones, and then you have that airstrike one where you can actually move it to where you want it to go.
That was a laser. One was a laser-guided bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, one was a laser-guided bomb. One was just a regular gun, and one was the Hellfire. It was like a rocket.
Yeah, all Call of Duty crap. You've done this before.
You had to just kill. Okay, this is the one where they're coming down the mountain. They have like the tanks and the trucks.
Yeah, yeah, they're coming on the sides. They're coming everywhere. Okay. Coming to get you. Like Foxy Lady.
See, that's totally Call of Duty.
Totally Call of Duty. Yeah, this whole game is Call of Duty, basically. See, that's another thing. Why bother making this?
Yeah, there's really no.
The story wasn't even climbing, but the second Call of Duty.
Do the future.
Anything. I mean, the second Call of Duty, like, pulled you into that game. As soon as the Russians invaded America, you were pissed.
Not Call of Duty 2?
No, yeah, well, Modern Warfare 2. But like, you were pissed when they came, and I wasn't even shooting people. I was axing people on that board. I was diving over grass, like the edges, and just stabbing people.
Like in the barcade, give me a whopper, and he shoots somebody in the back of the head.
Yeah, like, you were pissed when that happened. You're like, these bastards are coming to America. Yeah. So anyway, there's no such storyline. You don't care about these people in this game. You don't care. So that's the end of that board. Is the missile strike. And then every one of these, after every board, they come back to that war room. And then these two are arguing. I don't even know what they're arguing about. I don't care. So it was retarded. But now you jump to a different guy. Now you're Deuce in the third level.
And this is
when you hang out with the guy on the cover, who is Dusty, you find out. Now, I know Dusty is an actual real guy in the military. I know that he's a real person. Because this is one of the guys that they interviewed, I guess.
Good for him.
Because I remember there was a funny story that they were just like, oh, aren't they not supposed to have beards when they're in that? Well, like, first of all, they're undercover, whatever. But then, like, his sergeant was also like, yeah, you tell him to shave the beard. He kind of probably, like, break your arm in 10 places. So, yeah. So, you're Deuce.
Is this a snowmobile? I mean, the snowmobile.
This is the ATVs, which is fantastic.
I have it written down as ATVs equal snowmobiles for Call of Duty.
Not even that. The fact that you're supposed to be on this covert mission, and you get on these loudest things in the world. So you're driving through the desert.
And then it's like, go quiet.
Yeah, the desert. And then it's like, you're driving around the desert in these things. And then when you get about 10 feet away from where you're supposed to go, he's like, go quiet.
Like, and then he doesn't go quiet until like 5 minutes after that.
Like, they're clearly going to hear you. All right, go quiet. And then when you go quiet, it's like blah 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 blah. And like, you pull up like 2 feet away from where the guy you're supposed to kill is. Like, it's not echoing over the miles of empty desert.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know who they were asking for their information, but they sure as hell didn't know what they were doing. So then, the whole thing you have to do is you have to find out where those trucks are going in this one. So you plant the homing beacons on the trucks because they'll never see those. No.
And you put them right on the roof.
I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't beep. They drive around and they're like, ha la 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 la, beep, doop, doop, ha la 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 la. Yeah, so another great thing.
This one, it's kind of cool.
They had those bright glowing things on, so it looks like they're getting pulled over by the cops. What is that thing on top of your truck? I have no idea, baka laka.
Yeah. Muhammad Jihad. I mean, it was kind of cool. And
another thing. Dusty is running around in the middle of the night with sunglasses on.
Is he?
The entire game. He's got sunglasses on.
I didn't bother to notice.
What the hell is that? The entire game, sunglasses.
What's he doing? Know what to tell you.
Is he drunk the whole time? He doesn't want you to know?
He might be.
All right. So, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cool because it's, like, stealthy.
Stealthy for who?
It's
the same idea as, like, when you're a kid, you don't understand, so you think, if they don't see me, like, if I don't see them, they don't see me. Is that what Dusty was going for?
I guess.
Maybe if I put these sunglasses on, it's dark and they won't see me. That's not how it works,
I meant the level.
Dusty's going to come here and break my legs now.
Probably.
Dusty will probably crack me in half.
I meant the level itself was kind of stealthy.
Yeah, there's a couple of stealth levels here.
Like, you gotta sneak around the guys so they don't see you.
Yeah. Yeah,
you sneak around things.
And there's one that kept... It was ridiculous because you get... There was one guy that was in a... you have to wait for these two guys to walk away and he's like, all right, you can go now. And you run into this hut. And then there's a guy standing there and you're supposed to kill this guy.
Uh-huh.
And...
Yeah, just knife him in the back.
No, I kept knifing them, and they kept finding me as soon as I knifed them. What you have to do is you have to double click the button, and when you double click the button, it gives you your hand gun.
Right.
And then you have to shoot them with that. You can't stab them, because as soon as you stab them, for some reason they know you're there. Because I guess stabbing is not as quiet as shooting somebody.
That's another thing that gets me. Hold on. Have you ever heard a gunfire with a silencer on it?
Yeah, it's like...
No. That's in the movies. Go on YouTube after this and look up person firing a gun with a silencer.
Is it
how
that
can
loud?
How can you silence gunpowder going off? It doesn't go. It doesn't go pew 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 with a silencer. Instead of going boom, it goes boom boom.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
You're only silencing the bullet coming out of the barrel. Yeah. You're not silencing the breech.
What you're actually doing is slowing it down a tiny bit and catching some of the gases. Yeah, exactly.
Right, so you're not covering. You're not doing anything to the breach where the actual explosion is.
No, I know.
So it doesn't go.
But I mean,
instead
there's
of going,
actually, there's like the MP5s and stuff. Those things are quiet as hell. Like there's a couple of like gun. This isn't them. You don't use these. There's actually one gun that you use that's pretty quiet in this game. That's an actual gun, but it doesn't need a sound. Like some of those MP5s, they're just like.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean.
Look up a real gun being fired with a sound. It's not pew 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 pew. It's boom boom boom.
I think in some of these other guns that they use, they'll use like 22 caliber rounds, or they might be special like less gunpowder.
They're quiet.
Some of these
guns are still quiet. Be quieter.
Oh, yeah. No,
but
then
it's
like,
not gonna be.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be like what you hear in the game, where it's like pew pew, and they don't hear you. If you shoot a silenced gun within 50 feet of somebody, they will hear it. They will be. What was that quiet sounding gun?
Yeah, the ones like the James Bond movies are always like.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Like,
this doesn't happen.
Well, anyway, so after this board ends, you go back to Rabbit, and this whole board is you have to find finding the AA guns to help the airstrikes come in.
Okay. Yeah. This is all right. This is the one that I have.
Okay. Right, go ahead then.
No, this is at the very end, so we can talk about the whole thing.
Drink my cold coffee. Well, I mean, it's just you fight through the mountains, basically.
This whole game is
mountains
or
desert.
And you have like you walk through the goats. At the very, very beginning.
It might be.
Okay, whatever.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. When it comes in, but it's like an aerial view, and you're like, "Don't kill that guy because he doesn't have a weapon." I don't even friggin' know. Whatever. Cares. Game sucks. This game sucks.
This game does.
It sucks. This game sucks. If Call of Duty didn't exist, this game would be. A 5. Right now it's a 2. But I mean, it's not broken wise. It's, I mean, if you kind of, I don't know. There's no story in this game. Well, the story is so uninteresting that I don't know. It makes my ass hurt.
It does.
I'm sick of talking about it.
I don't remember what happened in this. This level, you're going through, like, the broken down city, right?
You're supposed to take out the AA cannons, and one of them you find by accident. Like, I don't remember what you were actually supposed to do, but you're walking around, and then you're like, oh my god, AA guns. And then the rest of the level is you blowing up the AA guns. And then, I don't know, having sex with the rest of your squad. I don't know.
So at the very end, this is the one at the very end of the level. You have to shoot the ammo pile because they're shooting the plane.
I know. Yes.
Remember the plane is flying and they start shooting it.
This is the board where you help the airplane at the end. Yeah.
So at the very end of this level, you just basically go through caves, you're killing people. It's nothing, anything special in the level.
Yeah.
At the very end of the level, like, oh my god, we're getting shot at. You see, I guess it was a bomber. Coming in, and it's getting shot at by the AA cannons and you know, like, shoulder-mounted rockets and stuff. And like, oh, you gotta help us, you know, you gotta take out these last guys so that they're really screwing us up.
Mm.
So, like, right in front of you is, like, a turret. Like, a machine gun. This is, like, their little bunker area. So I was like, okay, cool, I'm gonna go over there and shoot them with that. So I run over to them, I get on the gun. As soon as I get on the gun, they shoot me and kill me. So I'm like, oh, crap. So I see my hand like this, you know, like when you die, like they show you your hand.
Yeah, yeah, you fall over.
Like lying there.
Yeah, you're a little.
So I'm like looking at my hand, I'm like, all right, that kind of sucked. Let me try this again. I'm sitting there, like 5 seconds go by, still looking at my hand. 10 seconds go by, still looking at my hand. 15 seconds, I'm like, why isn't it restarting? So I was like, all right, let me reload my checkpoint. I hit reload checkpoint. As soon as I hit reload checkpoint, I can instantly fly around the level. I tried getting video of this, but my phone didn't save the video properly. So I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, okay, that was weird. So I start moving. I'm like, why am I flying? And it was no clipping. You remember?
Oh, cool. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So like, I start flying around. I fly through the mountain.
Did you shoot?
No, I was no clip. I was just on no clip.
Okay.
So I'm like flying through the mountains. I'm like flying all the way around the level, going back and all the way up, looking down the level. I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool, I guess. All right, let me reload the checkpoint again. Hit reload the checkpoint. Just brings you exactly to the same place I was. Still no clipping.
Wow. How'd you get it back?
I reloaded the level. I was like, F this. I'm not doing this anymore tonight. I turned it off. I came back the next day. I was like, all right, let me do this stupid level. Hope I don't die again. And it reloaded the checkpoint to where I was.
And you weren't flying.
And I wasn't flying.
I guess, oh, all right. Well, okay.
I was no clipping.
So, so that was the end of that board.
So and then, what you're supposed to do is get the rocket launcher and shoot the ammo dump.
All right, whatever the hell you're supposed to do. But the next board is you completely
that's how,
different
that's
person
how
now.
Buggy, that's how buggy this game is.
Yeah, that's certainly worse than what happened to me. It took me like 5 or 10 minutes to figure out I'm going to shoot this guy in the ass.
I was
see what
flying
happens.
Around the level. I was actually flying around for like 5 minutes. Like, let me see what else is around here. Flying around.
Flying to
the
a different game.
Guys are shooting.
See if there's a better game around here I can fly into.
Fly into Call of Duty. All right, cool.
All right, Call of Duty. Awesome. I actually want to play Call of Duty again. Both of them. I love those games. It's so good. It's so good. Story-wise and
yeah, don't
I mean,
play this. Play
you
those.
Can't. You can't top the second. Modern Warfare. I mean, I'm talking about. When I say Call of Duty, I mean the Modern Warfare. But you can't top the second story of Modern Warfare. It's fantastic.
It's Red Dawn.
It's so good. And I love the way that they balance their levels. Because you can start off one of their games, in any of the Call of Duty games, and the first level could be like the hardest level that you've ever played. And then the second level will be like a cakewalk. You know what I mean? It's like there's no like, you know, the way games used to be, it's just like, the first board's easy, second board's a little harder, third board's a little harder, fourth board's a little harder. The Call of Duties aren't like that. They're everywhere. The last board could be amazingly easy. You know what I mean? And I like that. You never know when it's going to end. Like, you could be like, the second board could be like tremendously hard. Or like the second board could be like a little hard, not too hard. But then you'll get like a board where there's one part where you're just like, this is incredibly hard. And that will be like the hardest part of the game. And the rest of the game is just kind of like medium. I like that. I don't know who's putting that up in the board meeting, but it's fantastic. This game isn't like that. The entire game is easy. It's okay. Whatever. All right, so yeah, now no, you're...
I should have played this on hard because that probably would have... It took me like 5 minutes longer than... Unregular.
Yeah, no. Normal was enough for me. But now you're a completely different person now. Now you're the Rangers. So and you're Dante
Adams.
Okay, this
is when they call they're calling the Rangers now.
Yeah, that's right, because he was fighting with another guy and I was like, call on the Rangers. He's like, alright, whatever. So now you're fighting through desert mountains as Dante Adams. And then
I didn't know you had a first name.
This whole board, the fourth board, is actually the most fun I had in this game. This board I liked. And this is the first one where the first fight you have is like that big fight over the it was kind of like a 30 caliber, and you have to call in the air support and take it out. But that was like, mm-hmm. this is like the first big fight. I like that. And then there's just some more fighting, and then the end of this board is that huge standoff in that hut when they keep blowing up the hut. This is the part we were talking about where...
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, because you get to Betty.
Landing zone Betty.
This is the part when you were like... Yeah,
it's like the last landing zone part.
Yeah. I like that. This part was pretty cool.
So what annoyed me... All right. We got to talk about landing zone Betty. So maybe you just go through the whole level. It's a normal level. There's like some, you're trying to find a landing zone so you can get out.
Yeah, it's pretty short,
like,
this board.
There's like machine guns, embedded machine guns. You gotta get there.
Yeah, placement. I think they were 30 calibers or whatever they use nowadays in place of the 30 calibers.
Whatever brown people used to shoot you with.
Well, I mean, you know, it used to be World War II, it was 30 calibers. I don't know what the hell they are now. They might be, they aren't 50 calibers. They aren't walking around with 50 caliber gun emplacements in Afghanistan.
They should.
I mean, they might be. I think they didn't sound like 50 calibers. Because the 50 calibers would have destroyed you. Yeah. They wouldn't have been firing as fast. I'm pretty sure they were just 30 cals.
So they tell you to go to landing zone Betty and see if that's clear. So you get there, and it's just basically like a hut, and like there's like a ridge. They're like on the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
And there's like a couple guys like, oh my god, what's going on? And like just guys start pouring
from the left and right
hills.
Yeah. RPGs.
Top, bottom, left, right. Everything.
So the RPGs are like the heavies in this game.
Yeah.
That's what
they... So you just gotta start shooting people. And what annoyed me was, first of all, the AI in this game is retarded. Your teammates will literally walk in front of you every chance they get.
Yeah.
And especially in this part, because you're in a confined hut. And there's only like three windows in the whole hut.
Yeah.
They will each take a window and stand in front of the window, and they'll start yelling at you, why aren't you shooting them? Why aren't you shooting the bad guys? Like, because you're standing in front of the window.
I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to get around that anyway. I mean, if they make the AI fire out the window, what can you really do? Don't fire out of the window when there's only three windows? So you're going to put like that algorithm in there to figure out?
What annoyed me the most about this, I even wrote this down, was that it was unnecessarily hard, and the way they made it hard was just sending waves and waves and waves of guys at you and just not giving you a save point. There was no check. There was like one checkpoint the entire time, and it wasn't until you killed like 800 guys.
I think I only died
like that's
once.
The only reason why this part... I died a few times because of the AI. The AI would stand in my way and like somebody would shoot a rocket at me.
Yeah, I didn't really have...
Like stuff like that.
The only time I really died in this game was when I was just retarded and ran out in front for no reason, and they just mowed me down.
Either that or I would get killed with the AI. But I mean, they made it hard only because they probably had like four checkpoints. They probably just took three of them out just so that to make it artificially hard.
This was really long. That's why I wrote huge. This is a huge standoff.
This fight was like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was. They just kept coming and coming, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? And then as you get lower and lower ammo, they're all like, oh, we're running out of ammo. And then at the end of this, the helicopters,
the guy's like, don't even send help, we're done.
Yeah, the guy was like, don't even worry about it now. And then like these two helicopters come. One's got the girl pilot and one's the guy pilot. I forget what the names of the helicopters were, because they actually had names of the pilots. It was like Wild Bill and Tanya. I don't know.
And
the helicopters
Ted.
Come and save you. And you've never been so happy to see helicopters in your life. Because they blow the crap out of these guys. And that's actually a pretty cool part. Because they're just like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, by that time, the hut's like gone.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's like a... And the only thing they do, too, they send that one car down from the top of the ridge. And it blows up half the hut. And he's like, the car is rigged.
But when he said that, I'm like looking around for this car. I'm like, where the hell's the car? Because there's like guns. There's guys coming from behind you at that point. Yeah. You're like, oh, I gotta turn all the way around. By the time you turn around, it's already at your back.
It's a tough part, this part. So now after this, what you do is you just kind of take over as the helicopters, and like you, it's a helicopter mission. So this whole kind of game blends together. In a way, it's hard to explain.
The helicopter is basically on autopilot. You're just shooting.
Well, yeah. It's on rails, but I mean, you kind of. Like, after you meet the helicopter guys, you are the helicopter guys in the next board. And you just, like, at the beginning of the next board, you just, like, waving to the guys, like, all right, we'll see you later. And they're like, oh, thank you for saving us. And then this whole helicopter mission, you're just blowing stuff up.
Yeah, you're just shooting, like, camps and...
It is. It's the same thing. You know, it's any other... Every game has this board where you're just on rails blowing crap up.
I think you have the Hellfire rockets and the regular gun.
In certain parts, yeah. because when you got to take out that there's that one.
Oh, and you also have that top. Long range. You have that long range rocket too. Remember the one where you zoom in and like you just target it and it just blows it up?
Yeah. Because you were using those to take out the mortar emplacements.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the mortar's stupid game.
So then, like later on, like the girl pilot gets hit by a rocket and she's like, I can't shoot no more. And then you have to she calls out targets for you and you gotta kill them.
Yeah.
It was pretty. That part was pretty cool.
Yeah, this wasn't a bad mission. It's nothing I haven't done before. Yeah. So then that's the end of that mission.
Is the next one the sniping mission?
Yes, your deuce again.
What the deuce?
What the deuce? The deuce is the, I guess they're the special ops. But,
Is this the one where you start off mission? as you're long range sniping?
And yeah, calling you're out sniping targets? On the side of that mountain.
Okay. You got like the super zoom.
Yeah, you have like it's the 50 caliber sniper rifle. Which can shoot through schools.
You're basically on a hill. There's another hill.
Yeah. Yeah. Dusty is next to you with.
He's a spotter.
He's a spotter. There you go. That's the best way to put it. He's the spotter.
Like, there's a camp there right there. Like, don't you see it? And like,
yeah, it's ridiculous. He's like, look to the left of you, and you're like, all right.
You zoom to the left, and there's nothing there.
And you look to the left, and you keep going, and the guy, and then all of a sudden, like, if you take too long, like, the game will be like, all right, you're retarded. It's over here.
Yeah.
Like, and it'll be like a little arrow.
After a while, I was like, I didn't even try to find anything. I was just like, all right, let's wait for the game.
Yeah, I just sent us to the guy. I was like, to your right, 30 clicks. And you're like, 30 clicks to my right. All right, is that too far? Like, I don't know. So, yeah, this is the sniper part. And then after that, you kind of get up and you make your way up the mountain. And I know, you're getting evacuated. You have to fight your way to that Chinook, which is the double... top helicopters, the Chinooks. Yes, Some people don't know what Chinooks are. I know. Talking to you, I'm talking to them.
Dude, the one person listening. Hi, Gozer.
Yeah, probably. I know you're probably listening. Who's Gozer?
He's a Gozerian.
Why hasn't he contacted us? Gozer the Gozerian? Are you a god? Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right. So
this is the part where there's like there's that one guy hanging out that he's like dead and like, oh, we'll hang out, wait for him, and they come in and he gets more intelligence. Remember there's like one guy that's like clawing on the ground, he's half dead, he's like, alright, we're gonna wait here and see
if
the guys come and try to save him.
Maybe, I don't even know. Gives a crap. Yes. Enough of this crappy game. Enough. Let's just do something else. Let's quit. Do a different game right now.
We're almost done with the game. I mean, might as well.
So you get on the Chinook, and then the Chinook goes down with you on it again. I think this is a record. You get two helicopter crashes in one game, because apparently,
I think there might have been more.
Helicopters in all the games we've played are incapable of maintaining flight for anything more than like 5 minutes. Helicopters are like the most lethal things in the world. I've never played a game where the helicopter has lasted the entire game. If you get in the helicopter, you know it's either going down or you're going to die or whatever. Even the Call of Duty games, if you get in a helicopter, that's it.
I'm screwed.
You're like the red shirt guys in Star Trek.
Basically.
That's basically what that is. If you get in a helicopter, just paint a target on yourself.
Basically.
Or any kind of plane or anything. If you're flying in a game, you're going to die. Or someone's going to die and you're going to live. All right, so so now what happens is, this is the beginning of the game. Because the beginning of the game was you and the Chinook going down and you just didn't know it. So then it goes back to the beginning of the game.
So that wasn't paying close enough attention to realize
it. Yeah, that's what that was. It goes back to the beginning.
Okay. Because
that was a little foreshadowing. Care. So then you're Rabbit again. And I guess you're supposed to go save Deuce, who was on that plane. So then you make your way up this mountain again. And oh, this is the part where you have to take out that entire camp. There's like 10 guys and you have to be stealthy the entire time.
I wrote this down.
So
I played this part probably 20, 30 times.
It didn't take me that long.
Did you kill them all without them noticing you?
Yeah, after I figured out what he wanted me to do, I got the hang of it.
So did I, but I kept like... Oh, I would shoot them and then I would shoot them in the head and it wouldn't be enough to kill them. And they'd be like, oh, look, they found you.
Then you obviously didn't shoot them in the head.
I did.
I took out like 4 guys with the knife, and then I took the rest of the guys out with just my.
So like at the beginning of this, you're supposed to like jump out of the helicopter, right?
I guess so. I don't know.
Remember, he jumps out, and then you crash.
Sure.
Again.
whatever.
Yeah. He remember he jumps out like, all right, we're gonna do this, and he jump out and.
All right, I believe you.
And Hugh.
Yeah.
So the end of this level, end of this level is when they almost capture you, right? And then
you jump off the mountain.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy's like, "Do you want bullets or broken bones?" And you're just like,
"I'll pick neither."
I don't know. I mean, these guys seem pretty nice. They got those cool little turban hats on. Maybe they just want to tell a fortune. Anyway.
They got this crazy language, maybe they're kind of cool.
He's going south on back of Lackadaka Street. He's giving us the signal.
No! Look, he's making fun of us. Shoot him.
I put a jihad on you, too.
Oh, you know what else happens in this board?
What?
You get knocked out. Remember at the end, they drag you?
You get knocked out about 10 times in this game.
But no, there's the part where they drag you and you can shoot back, which is totally Call of Duty.
Was that this part?
I'm pretty sure.
That was later on. All right. Well, I know there was one more. That was one of these boards, definitely.
Well, at some point, you get knocked out, you get dragged.
Yeah, you do. No, I think that's the very end.
Okay.
Kind of around there. Yeah. Because that's you. That's when you're a rabbit.
Okay, so who are you now?
You're Deuce. No, you're rabbit again. All right, whatever.
I don't care. What happens next? Is this when you go in with the helicopter again, then you crash, and you have the
You're back to the Rangers. And I know. I just remember you're the Rangers again, because at the end you were the Rangers the entire time, and you meet up with everybody.
Yeah, because
everything,
that.
All the stories kind of flow into one story, but not really stories. They just you're on different sides of the hills and different parts of the mountain, and I'm trying to achieve different things. So when you're the Rangers, everything kind of flows together, and the Rangers meet like the Black Ops guys, whatever. And this is the second retarded part that pissed me off about this game, like a glitch. When I was with the Rangers, there's actually a part, like in the Call of Duty games, there's always a set amount of guys. They don't respawn guys. If you shoot 10 guys, there's 10 guys. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, they understand that there's not unlimited people coming to get you, and they only have a certain number. So this is one part where you have to, it's kind of like a cavern, and you're in the middle. You have to go up through the middle with the guys coming on both sides shooting at you. It's kind of like you're stuck in the kill box, and you have to get through to the other side. And once you get to that part, it's the like that's the checkpoint, and the guys stop respawning. I didn't know that, so I go up to the left to where the guys are coming out firing at me. So I go up there, and the rest of the team follows me because, like, you know, I guess I'm the you know, sometimes it does that. Like, if you lead, the rest of the AI will just follow you. So I'm up there, and I'm standing next to the respawn spot, and I'm sure like 50 guys, and I kept killing to the point where the game started to stutter because there was just bodies on the ground. And I was so mad. I was like, really? I was like, what year is this? And you're just making cheap respawn guys. It was, you could probably do it in your game. You would just you go up to the left. This is on the last board, and you just stand there and just shoot them, and they won't stop
is
coming.
Is it at the very, very end?
It's the very last board.
Okay, then I know what it is. It's at the very end when it's like you have to go around the ridge like that, and there's like a cave in the corner, and they just keep coming out of there.
They keep coming out of... Well, it wasn't a cave. They came out of this one part. No, I know what you're talking about. This is that's the night part. This is a day during the day. They keep coming out of this one... Like, they just, like, drop out of the sky, respawn. And I was standing right there, like, boom, 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 just killing them when they came. And I was like, all right, they have to stop. And they didn't stop. So I had to run back down and run all the way to the end of the chasm, and then I got the checkpoint. I was like, all right, that's stupid. That they were just respawning guys like that. I hate that. But yeah, there's a respawn. And then,
I love monster closets.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Well, that's actually not a monster closet.
I've never heard that terminology. What is a monster
closet? Actually, a monster closet. That's actually not a monster closet. I'm wrong. A monster closet is, remember, I'm trying to think of a part in like Doom or Quake or something where they had them. Like, do you remember like in Doom 3, how you like walk past a staircase and then come back and then like,
They would pop open,
and a monster would come out. But if you went in that, if you went in there, it would just be like a walled off closet.
Yeah,
you
wouldn't
be anything else there. That's a monster.
I hate that. That's partly the reason why Doom 3 sucked ass. Doom 3 sucked. That's another excusable game.
Okay.
I lost all interest at this point. I'm on Facebook.
Are you really?
So I don't know what happens. Something, I forget what the whole fighting was. The fightings are all the same. You shoot this guy, go through a cave. But and then what happens? Rabbit dies.
I guess we're going to the very end.
You're rabbit. What happens after that?
I don't remember. I remember you go in a helicopter again and it crashes again, and you get the 50 cal and you have to shoot out the window.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah. That's like the fourth helicopter crash.
I think that was before that. Yeah, I know exactly what part you're talking. You get the Vulcan gun.
Cause it's pretty cool. Did you overheat it?
Yeah.
And the whole barrel turns red. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it goes. Whoo. Yeah, and then you get the.
Did you get the achievement for that, by the way?
What was it?
Chop down 5 trees.
Oh no, I didn't do that.
If you do that, you get achievement.
Did not do that. I noticed the trees were falling, but I didn't take it. Like, oh, I wonder if that's gonna be. I forget what I got achievements for. I got achievements for everything. And Rabbit dies.
So when Rabbit dies. When Rabbit jumped off the cliff, he died.
No, he didn't die then. He got hurt then.
Well, he almost died, and they put him in the helicopter, and he dies.
He dies when... He's already dead in the helicopter. And he's dying the part when they're dragging him backwards. He's almost half dead, and he's firing up at the guys. And then after that, your eyes are just open and then closing for like 5 minutes. And then at the end, when you're actually on... The helicopter, you're in a body bag.
Yeah, I remember.
And the rest of the guy, the Rangers are on there, and the special ops guys are there next to you, and then just, I don't know, I didn't care.
No, I didn't care either.
I didn't care.
I guess they're trying to make it like, oh my god, I died. Well, that's so.
Yeah, I guess trying to make it like emotional. The whole point of this game.
I could not care about Rabbit.
I didn't care about
anything. I care more about Soap McTavish than I do about Rabbit.
I think the entire thing of this game was it was supposed to show a more real side. As opposed to the Call of Duties, which aren't, you know, they may kind of make up their own stories.
It's a video game.
I think they were trying to make it like a little more reality based, but reality is not this boring.
Yes.
This was boring.
In real life, they have respawn points where millions of Taliban will
pop out. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. That pissed me off to no end. I was like, seriously, a respawn point? What year is this?
I wrote, you know what I wrote down when Rabbit dies? Rabbit dies, who cares?
I just wrote, and Rabbit dies. And that's the end.
Then I wrote...
I didn't care.
Then
at the, you did
then,
not care.
So then after Rabbit dies, like, these people are dying for us every day, blah, blah. I wrote, Spec Ops are cool, blah, 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 blah. They just didn't care anymore.
I mean,
they go on this big long spiel about how they're dying for us, and we should respect them, and blah, blah, blah. Yes, of course I do respect people that would die for me.
I like the quotes in the Call of Duties much more.
Yes.
I think there was only... I don't remember if it was a Call of Duty quote or a Medal of Honor quote, but one was... it's the St. Peter one. The one was like something, but... When you get there, tell St. Peter another soldier reporting for duty. That was the only one that I really liked. I forget what that... It was like a St. Peter quote. But that's like my favorite quote about war.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find it. Oh yeah, here it is. Let's see. You got a nice little haircut, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, it says when he gets to heaven to St. Peter, he will tell one more Marine reporting, sir. I've served my time in hell. That's what it was. I like that one a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long did it take
you, St. Peter? Sorry, they had a bunch of quotes from World War II. This is the best one from... This is a... This was a Japanese... I don't know. He might have been one of the war administrators for Japan.
Emperor Hirohito?
This is... No, no, this is Yamamoto.
Yamato?
No, Yamamoto. He was an admiral.
Okay.
Upon learning of the success of the attack on Pearl Harbor, I fear all we have done is awaking a sleeping giant and fill them with a terrible resolve. You sure they got their ass handed to them?
How's
that what happened?
How well did that work out for you?
From what I hear, that you can still see some of the shadows from where the bomb killed people.
You can. No, it's not shadows.
It's the bodies.
It's bodies being vaporized.
They're shadows. Yeah. How did Godzilla work out for you, too? You enjoy that?
Oh yeah. So how long did it take you to beat it?
Want to say a couple of ships? Yeah, we're just going to annihilate your entire town. 3 days.
How many hours?
I don't friggin' know. It's not like the end of like Metroid when it's like you beat this game in 10 hours.
It took me like 4 or 5 hours tops. It was ridiculously short.
See, the thing is, I don't like long
games. But this was... ridiculously short. It was like short. Everybody had like two or three levels, and that was it.
I don't know. I didn't mind the length so much. I thought it wasn't bad.
No, it was ridiculously short. If you thought Call of Duty, if you thought World of War was short, this is way shorter.
I didn't think World of War was short.
Really?
I thought, what?
Nothing.
I thought, what's the name, was kind of short. It was, I don't know, it was Second Modern Warfare? I thought it was kind of short, I think. What are you doing over there? That's disgusting.
I assure you, those sounds are not being made by me.
I think I still hear some signs of life.
You knew it. I hear some faint signs of life. So tell me, how many times do you go to the can? Oh, I don't know, three or four.
Go to hell, you old bastard. Have the Rolling Stones killed.
Sir, those aren't... You heard me.
You heard me. Is this a short one? How long is this one?
It's going to be like an hour.
Is it? Yeah.
We basically... You can basically play the whole game in the amount of time we've discussed it.
Yeah, pretty much. It's you know, this it's... I would expect more from the Medal of Honor people, and I mean... Even if they tried to do their own thing and failed at it, I would have had no problem with that. But they clearly just ripped off Call of Duty completely, and it starts with that stupid slow motion part.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is one thing to just, it's the same exact thing as that. I couldn't believe that.
But it's not
that
done as well.
No, I mean it's just it's the same thing like with the slow motion. It's just when you're making that game, don't you just think of like, wow, we really just ripped this off? Don't you feel a little bit of shame when you're doing that?
I guess they take a lot of showers.
They take a lot of coke baths is what they do. I'm not talking about Coca-Cola.
I don't know. Maybe the multiplayer totally redeems it, but I mean...
The multiplayer is supposed to be fantastic.
Listen, I've played Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 1 and 2 single players, and they were both ridiculously better than the single player in this.
Yes, they were. I want to play. I mean, Modern Warfare 2, I like to play. The second Modern Warfare, I kind of only want to play the rushing invading boards, because that's kind of really new. The other boards around, the other parts were kind of the same. You know, I mean, it was the same. It wasn't any different from.
But there was some cool stuff like with the heartbeat sensor on the snowboard.
Yeah, I didn't really care about that. It wasn't really anything new to me. I didn't really. I mean.
What'd you play?
Wasn't the second one was the one where you rescue him from the gulag too? When you come down from the ceiling and you pull him out, that was pretty cool. You pull what's his face, handlebar mustache guy. Remember you got to rescue him from the gulag when you come in on the helicopters and you're blowing out the outside and you go in through the top and then you pull him out through the top with like that zip line. I'm pretty sure that was the second one. Yeah. Yeah. The only thing I don't want to do again in the first one is that stupid sniping board.
I love that. That's the best board ever.
I hate that. With the ghillie suits? I just want to kill, yeah. There's like 60 guys walking towards you. Yeah, the ghillie suits.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to sit there and you wait. I hate that. He's like, all right, go.
I like it.
Is the first one the one where you blow the guy's arm off, too, with the 50 caliber? And then he comes back at the end, and you have to shoot him in the head at the end? That's the first Modern Warfare?
That's the first one.
The end of the game is when you're on the bridge and you shoot that. All right, whatever.
The second one.
You're blowing away innocent people. Fantastic.
When do you blow away innocent people?
When you're in the airport.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Actually had the balls to do that.
That was.
They were like, screw this, we're doing this.
Yeah,
game almost got banned.
When I played
that,
I tweeted that I was like, I can't believe they made this into a game.
You feel bad. You feel bad doing that. You don't have to kill them. No,
come on. You're gonna give me a freaking heavy machine gun.
Hell yeah.
And an airport full of people, and they're just telling you don't have to shoot. Come on.
It had that crazy like 80s horror movie music too.
I would run around stabbing people.
I was grenading people.
There was one guy like in the booth, like, oh my god, he's like bleeding to death. He's like, help me! And I stabbed him right in the eye.
Yeah, I was shooting people that were just like crawling. I was shooting them in the back. And I had like the background music was like that 80s horror slasher film music. Like you're chasing him with a hockey mask.
I mean, it feels so wrong when you're doing it, but it's like,
I mean, and then it's even after that you fight the cops and you're just like, wow, this is really wrong.
You know it's wrong, but it's like, I don't want to not do it.
But it's never been done. No one's ever done that.
No one's had the balls to do it. That's the only reason why.
I wouldn't be surprised if one of the next games that they made, you were actually like the Russians and you took over America, or like whatever. You were like, if Call of Duty made a game where you were actually like the 9/11 terrorists, Like, I would play it. Like, you're actually in the plane flying.
If Call of Duty made this game, they wouldn't have renamed the Taliban. They would have been like, screw you. And it would have made it worse just to piss people off.
Well, they made it. They called them.
No, in the single player, the Taliban, not in multiplayer. You didn't hear about that?
No, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God. All right. There's been a huge controversy. Basically, all the GameStops on military bases they said that they're not going to carry the game because you're in the multiplayer. It's the same as a single player. You know, you're the Americans or the Taliban, right? You got to shoot somebody.
Yeah, obviously.
You're not going to play Americans versus Americans. It's kind of stupid.
I mean, you can.
So they were like, yeah, since you're playing as the Taliban shooting Americans, we think that's a little not nice, so we're not going to carry the game. So EA bent to the pressure, and they said, okay, we're going to rename the Taliban just in the multiplayer to the opposing force. So now in the multiplayer, it's the Americans versus the opposing force. And you know what the best part of the whole thing is?
What?
GameStop still isn't selling it in military bases.
Why?
Because...
What's the problem?
They thought people were going to get offended. Like I said, called Treyarch.
I wonder if they carry the Modern Warfare 2.
I'm sure they do.
I mean, you're shooting innocent people.
That doesn't offend people.
That game almost got banned because of
that. That's fine. As long as it doesn't say Taliban killing Americans.
I mean, the game can actually make you feel bad about doing bad things. I did feel bad. And you know what? The second time I played that board, I didn't kill anybody. I was like, I feel horrible. First time, I was grenading people. People were flying over the things onto the things below. It was great. I remember you in the elevator just blowing people up, trying to run into the elevator. I was like, no, you guys ain't going nowhere. They give you like the most bullets.
Yeah, they give you basically unlimited ammo.
The most, no, they give you like the 50 caliber with the chain feeder. So they basically give you a gun with like the most bullets that you could possibly carry, and they're like, here, have a good time. It's like they didn't give you like an MP5 or like a handgun with like 6 bullets. They gave you a friggin' belt-feeded machine gun. Belt-fed.
Feeded, yes.
They knew what you wanted to do. They were like, yeah, we're going to make these people kill these people. And you did. I know. I totally froze, didn't I? Yeah.
I'd take a screenshot of that.
Is my audio still
okay?
Yeah,
no, audio's fine.
All right. Yeah, I don't know why. Why? Oh, you know what happened? It shut off. It actually shut itself off. That's why.
Very good.
Otherwise, my audio is fine.
So don't play this game. Play Call of Duty instead.
Don't play it. Yeah, don't. There's no reason. I mean,
don't spend money.
Do not buy this game.
Don't even rent it. Don't do nothing.
There's no reason for you to play this game.
There's none.
But there's so many. Even if they tell you the multiplayer is the most amazing multiplayer ever,
I don't care.
It's bullshit. Because if you could play Battlefield and it's probably just
play
as
Bad
good as
Company
this,
2. Bad Company 2 is good.
Bad Company 2 is really good.
It is very good.
It's. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's kind of what people are after, but I mean, if you're looking for this kind of game, just play the Call of Duties. And I'm sure their multiplayer will be just as good as this.
It is.
So, and even, like, you could play the first Battlefield. Like, the new Battlefield, the modern Battlefield one, and I'm sure the multiplayer will be just as good. Every time someone tells me, like, the multiplayer is fantastic, what do they do different? Nothing.
You shoot people.
That's it. And they, even the first Bioshock, they got it right. They were like, we're not going to have multiplayer because do you need multiplayer for?
I mean,
the second one they do because everyone complained about the first
shut
one.
Up.
Like, what did you want to do? What do you think you were going to do? Run around
and
shoot people?
And everyone's running around playing Bioshock 2 multiplayer right now.
I mean, that's all you do. I mean, this game is full multiplayer and this game's that don't need multiplayer. And then even when they made the first Bioshock, they were just like, we didn't make any multiplayer because we wanted to make a good game.
Yes.
And we didn't want to spend half the budget making a multiplayer
reason. They did it in the second game and now everyone's running around playing Bioshock 2 multiplayer,
yeah,
right?
I've never played Bioshock multiplayer. What are you going to do?
And I don't know anybody that does.
You already can't top, you know, when the Half-Life 2 one came out and you could throw sinks at people, you can't top that. Again, it was great. You could pull sinks off the wall and toilets and throw them at people. You remember the Postal 2
God
multiplayer? It was great. You could pee on people.
Postal. You know they made a movie about that, right?
Yeah, I know they made a movie.
You know it was U-Bowl. And you know it was about 9/11.
Uh-huh. Was it really? Yeah, because Manute Bol. He was a basketball player. Because he makes so many good movies. Didn't he make the first Resident Evil?
No, Paul W.S. Anderson. He did Alien vs. Predator.
Oh, it was another winner. Well, that, yeah, that's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
What was it?
We've had this discussion about 50 times.
Yes. What was I looking up now? Oh, I want to see the ratings for Postal. I want you to know.
Metacritic's probably 20.
No, it's got to be less than that.
I don't know.
Hold on. Wow. 22. You know what the worst rated movie is? On Metacritic?
What is it? Is it Aliens vs. Predator?
Pretty sure it's Alone in the Dark. Yeah. You know what it got?
What is it? 5?
A 9.
But is, what's your name in it?
Tara Reid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That guy just makes crap. I don't understand how he can make such crap.
He's German, and he has some. He does some weird thing with the.
They don't have cold breath in Germany?
No.
Oh no, that was the guy that did. What's his name? Okay. Well, apparently, wherever he comes from, they don't understand that there's cold breath in Antarctica.
And the ice is actually made out of ice, not plastic.
Well, I mean, I understand that it's a set,
but not blatantly plastic. Come on. You can put ice on the end of the plastic, so it looks like ice.
Yeah, you freeze it. But yeah, there was no cold breath at the end of Aliens vs. Predator, and that pissed me off. I couldn't believe. I mean, by that part anyway, my brain kind of shut itself off, and it was just basically Homer Simpson running around Candyland. That's basically what was in my head. But then, like, I snapped right back out.
What were we talking about? Chocolate? That was 20 minutes ago.
I am a new tie wearing. You did something with your hair? I am a new tie wearing.
That's a different episode.
That's the island. Yes. I know, I love that. That's my favorite episode. It's my favorite Simpsons episode. Let's go upstairs and have a nice night of efficient German sex.
He's got the 5 o'clock shadow on his head after a couple of days.
He's got the razor blade on his head, and Marge is like, "Is there something different about you?" I am a new tie wearing. Oh, I love that episode.
Oh god!
He gives him the ice cream and has all the needles sticking out of it.
Oh, he gives like a drink with all the needles in it.
Oh, is it 11:30 yet? Oh, I got to tell you, people. If you people don't know, and you have regular cable,
it's on Fios.
Fios too.
We watched it last night with you.
That's right. Yeah, I forget you have Fios. There's a new station called Hub, or is it called Hub? No, or is it just Hub? It's Hub. And at 11:30, they put on the original '60s Batman. And then at 12 o'clock, it's
Transformers,
and then 12:30 is G.I. Joe. That is the best hour and a half that you could possibly find. Screw Survivor or Dancing with the Stars. Or Jersey Shore, whatever the hell you people idiots watch, because I know you idiots watch that.
It's just in time.
Just watch this.
Just in time too, because they don't show Justice League at 11:30 anymore.
I know. It's just sad.
Want to know something ironic? I just got an email from Xbox Live. Experience the new Medal of Honor.
Experience, yeah. Experience it like I want to experience an anal probe.
I'd rather experience.
They should have just called it Medal of Honor Suppository, because that's what this game is used for. Sticking it in your ass.
I wouldn't even waste my time with that.
I don't know. Sticking things in your ass can be a good time sometimes.
Yeah, but this game isn't a good time.
No, it's not a good time.
It's a very bad time.
I probably wouldn't shit on this game. I probably wouldn't. I'd pick something. I'd rather take a crap on a better game.
It's not even worth it.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
All right, so.
Yeah, so.
Oh, what the hell?
What happened?
Oh, I got to tell you something funny after. Okay.
Oh.
You're gonna like this one. Okay. So let's end this.
All right.
So okay. Yeah. So let's wrap this up. Some final thoughts. Medal of Honor.
Shame on you.
EA and Dice for putting out such a garbage game.
And Danger Close, which I've never heard about before. This, for obviously warning you that Danger is close and don't play this game.
Please don't.
I didn't know it was as hyped as it was until you told me.
Yeah. No. It was.
I didn't know that it had this gigantic budget.
No, it did. I don't know the exact budget, but
this is basically the water world of video games.
Yeah, basically.
There's no story. There's no story. There's no interesting story. Like I said, it's a basic equivalent of, do you want to watch a movie about a guy eating a sandwich? Because that's what this is.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just can't get over the fact that that's a crap game.
Oh, yeah. It's at least it was short.
Yes, it was very. It didn't take up too much of my life.
We have to do something that we both enjoy now.
I think we should do what we planned on doing.
Yeah, I think we're gonna do. Yeah, we're gonna do that together.
Oh yeah.
Do that together. It shouldn't take too long.
Nah, 2 days maybe, 2 nights.
Is the second game longer?
A little bit, not much. It's like
2 days. It ain't gonna take no 2 days.
What do you mean? Like 2 nights.
You think so?
It's like 6 hours.
You gotta be up to like 3 in the morning. Is it like 6 hours? The
first one is.
I love that game.
Very short.
Okay.
And plus, we know what to do, so it's not really gonna.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, and we won't put it on like super caliber.
No. I've already beat it on like normal. Every level anyway, so it's not like
I think I did. I think we actually did it one time in multiplayer, and we were just like, "Let's. Why did we make it so hard?"
No, man.
Who wants toast?
Okay, so our consensus is do not even waste your time playing.
Yeah, it's crap. This is probably the first game that we've actually reviewed where we're just like, "This don't even play it." Just don't. It's crap. It's crap.
There's no reason. There's so many. Crap. There's so many good games out there. Do not play this.
Yeah, it's crap.
All right, so that's about it. Thanks for listening. If you want to find more information, you can hit us up on the website, www.spoileralertshow.com. You can email us, spoileralertshow@gmail.com. Where can they find you?
I am on Twitter at gonzo666.
I am twitter.com/acemilo, A-C-E-M-I-L-O. If you want to follow the show's Twitter, it's spoileralertshow. If you want to call us, it's 856-SPOIL-01 to leave us a voicemail. Are we still doing the contest?
Sure. Why even bother mentioning it?
I don't know.
Leave a comment or a phone call or anything.
Listen to episode 9 and you'll get details about that. Yeah,
leave a comment on anything, on the Twitter, on the iTunes, on whatever, and I'll do something nice. I'll send you something.
It won't be a severed finger.
No, it won't be like a bucket of sperm or something. It'll be something. Maybe I'll make you something nice. Make you a cake.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe I'll write you a song.
Something.
I'm pretty good at songwriting. Playing me right. Banjo.
So that was fun.
Really? I missed The Office for this?
Who cares about The Office? Shut up.
That's like one of the only shows of that thing that I actually watch is The Office.
All right.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week. Hopefully we'll have a good game next week, not this crap.
Yeah, you probably will.
Probably. All right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, bye. Yeah, see? That will... What?